Darrell, I guess lots of concern out there in the markets about another bump in interest rates. There are indications we're going to see these interest rates continue to head higher?
That would be my assessment. Last week, the Federal Open Market Committee released some employment figures that appear to indicate that employment was not as strong as expected in the U.S., and it rattled the markets, and the interest rate contracts rallied. But there was no follow-through, Ray, on that issue to the upside, and it would appear as though we're working our way back in the same general trend, which is higher rates and lower financial futures markets.
There's all this talk about inflation right now, Darrell. Is that the main factor that's pushing these rates higher?
I think inflation is an issue in North America, but being very specific to Canada, we've got a very strong economy, as we've mentioned many, many times in the past. And in fact, last week, our Canadian employment figures continued to show very strong gains in full-time employment. So it would appear as though inflation is working its way steadily and gradually into the economy, and the bank has to be vigilant to keep it under control.
The last time the Bank of Canada raised its rates, though, it said it was kind of going to stop at that 4.25%. Why would we see it go higher now?
I think that bank wants to, again, make sure that inflation doesn't get too much of a head of a steam on it. Of course, this happened in the 1970s, and the policymakers at that time were too slow to check it. And once it got underway, then it was very painful, you know, bringing it back under control. We had to raise rates to historically high levels. I believe we were up near around 18% at that time. So this is, I guess, a good way to say it would be like a preemptive strike to put some concern into people before they start getting overly aggressive with wage demands.
So could we see rate increases right to the end of the year, Darrell?
Well, it just seems to be a fairly steady pattern of 25 basis point increases, you know, from one meeting to the next. So I would say they're going to continue to do that until we see reports such as employment, you know, showing a slowdown, or the energy market topping out, you know, and right now we can't say that it's topped out just yet. So till those issues start getting under control, it would appear to me that the policy will be to continue to tighten.
So, Darrell, as we've talked in the past, then there are instruments producers can use to deal with these bumps in the interest rate?
Yes, Ray, and Canadian-made instruments, too, which is, I think, very important. The contracts trading on the Montreal Exchange, particularly the banker's acceptance contract, tracks the prime rate of interest at a very high level of correlation, and it's also an instrument that trades in Canadian currency, so there isn't an exposure there to changes in U.S.-Canadian dollar values. And it's a very effective instrument, very deep in liquidity, much deeper than the liquidity in the Canadian grain markets, and I think that it's something that people should be aware of and take advantage of.
And just for a little background sake, Darrell, how would a producer go about, I guess, hedging or balancing off their interest rate issues here?
First, they have to take stock of their volume of loans that are under exposure. So in other words, an operating loan, is it $1 million or $2 million or whatever, and get a handle on the volume and the term, the time period, and then it's a simple matter of hedging the exposure, just like you would take a hedge transaction in the grain market by selling the futures instrument, and any profits that are result from the contract going down in this case would be used to offset the higher rates that are being charged at the bank. If you need any further information, contact Darrell at 1-800-277-9524 or visit the website keystonetrading.com, Market Minute.